Do you know what hazing means? Do schools in your country have sorority or fraternity clubs? Do athletic teams in your country welcome newcomers in a cruel or unusual way? Hazing. What does it take to join the club? Have you ever joined an exclusive club or team? Were you welcomed openly, or did you have to prove yourself? In some clubs and groups, newcomers are abused rather than welcomed. The abuse can be physical or mental. To be accepted into the group, an individual must tolerate the abuse. This is called hazing. Mild forms of hazing are a typical part of orientation, carried out by leaders or long-term members. Examples include name-calling and the assignment of dirty chores. New members might also be assigned embarrassing names or costumes. Violent forms of hazing are common in fraternities, sororities, and even some athletic clubs. Hazing may include assault, humiliation, or torture. The withdrawal of essential needs, such as sleep, is a very common form of torture in a hazing ritual. Many universities are trying to prevent hazing practices. This is difficult because the abuse usually occurs off campus and club members are sworn to secrecy. What happens when you quit or get kicked out of an exclusive club like this? Some ex-members fear for their lives. Hazing is also a common ritual in the military. Is boot camp a form of hazing, or is it a necessary part of military training?